Thanks a lot, Mike. Coach, here we are. The games are finally about to begin. What's it like now that you can actually practice for a game?
Well, it sure beats, baking bread at home and figuring out, how to manage, wiping off packages and wearing a mask. And well, we still have to mask always for the games. But man, it's just nice to be thinking about something else other than all this, everything we have going, even for a couple hours to prep for the game. And we know that it's something that's always on our minds, but it gives us a little distraction to focus on, that now that we have games going and to start to focus on some other teams and focus on what our team does well, how we can improve every day. Just having that, I think, is such a boost to everybody's mental health and physical health and everything. It's, we all have been through so much that, this was something that no one really knew if it was really possible to play this year. And it's great that it's here every day. Like I tell my team, don't look too far back or too far forward. All you can do is have today, prepare for your practices, prepare for your games, understanding that you can go into a game day and it could be called off. Right. That doesn't change your preparation because you are always prepared for every situation, but just to have that, have this back and to get ready for competition as I think something that everybody needs right now. And we're thankful that our athletics director, Mark Coyle, and Commissioner Warren have put us in a position where we're able to compete and play in a really safe way.
Obviously, you've never been through anything like this. I mean, when's the last time you didn't know what your basketball schedule was months in advance and everything else that is different? How have you, or who or what have you relied on to help make the changes and be fluid in a very fluid situation?
Well, first of all, it would have been my eighth grade year in middle school the last time I didn't know a schedule or who we were playing, and up till as much as a week or two before. Like you said, no one's ever gone through this before. So to us, it was big this year, especially coming off of last year, was just to really, really talk about our team values and our core standards for our program. We have our gold standard, which is being a great teammate, outworking your opponent, a leader in the community, and discipline in the classroom and on the court. And so I think just really diving into those things and just really putting all of our efforts into our team culture, our team chemistry, because that's really all we could do for so long. And so I do think it has paid off. But I think, when there's uncertainty, you just fall back on your values and you fall back on who you are as a person and who you are as a program. So to me, when there's so much uncertainty, just go to what you know. And for us, it's like, what are we building here? What are we about? And just dive into that and use weekly, daily examples of ways that somebody's really exemplifying the program standards. If somebody isn't meeting the program standards, hold them to that, hold them accountable. And so for us, that's what we did all off season. We knew this off season, even before coronavirus had hit, was going to be one where our main focus was going to be on our team building. And now Henry, my dog, is very excited about it.
Yeah, that's some team building right there, Henry.
That's team effort over here at the Whalen Grieve household. But to us, that was going to be what we were going to work on regardless. It had to change to be via Zoom and a lot of book club, a lot of those type of things. But long answer there for you. But it's just we had to dive into what we wanted to be about as a program.
So tell us a little bit about what fans can expect from this year's edition of the Lindsey Whalen-led Gophers.
Yeah, well, I'm excited because we can play a quick lineup, a smaller lineup, and we can also play a bigger lineup, which is something that we haven't had the luxury of having here as of yet. We can play Kadiatu Sissoko, which is a name that everybody will be very familiar with as we proceed here with the team, at the three, and she's 6'2". She's got an inch or two over Ty Bello, who was our starting five last year. And then we can go with 6'3", Aaron Hedman at the four. Clark Sconyers, who was a freshman last year, entering her sophomore year at 6'3", is 6'3", 6'4-ish at the five. So we can go a big lineup or we could go a small lineup. Godiva Hubbard played some four last year. I think she and I would prefer that she played in the three and two spot, but if she has to play four, she's played before. So we can go a quicker lineup with shooting, more shooting. We can go with a bigger lineup for rebounding and a little more length on the defensive end. So I think fans will be excited in the versatility of the lineups we can present. And I think the court will reflect the hard work that these players did in investing in each other and really diving into the program standards and the culture that we're building.
Well, I look forward to seeing the product out on the floor on December 2nd, Coach. Thank you so much.
Yes, we'll see you then.